Đêm qua ta mơ chăn gối hiền hòa, trầm thoáng hương đưa ngày đó mặn mà. Người còn bên ta, tình còn bao la, tình còn bao la.
I said, oh, okay. So do you remember anything good that you did so that today you even met me and saw me and even get fed from my hand? I had to chop many loaves of bread for you and feed you. Do you remember how you got to this lucky point? So he said to me, we did give some donation for your course.
Oh.
I said, oh, wow, that's really good. But it's not the same lifetime. It's a different lifetime. After the robbery, the next life, they vow to do better things.
Understand?
Right.
Before they die, they repent and they vow never to harm people, to rob things from them or make them worry or sorrowful by losing property like that. So not the next life, but some other lifetime. After that, they became workers. They did labor work.
All right, yes.
I said, oh, did you donate to me then? Do you remember? He said, yes, I remember. He said, we were working for some netizens. Wow, he used that word. I never used that word. I mean, maybe once in a while, but I thought, well, what did you say? How do you spell that? And he spelled it for me.
Wow.
I thought maybe I heard it wrong. I thought, is it organization or, you know, something like that. So he said to me, he worked for some secret, he said, secret netizens who belong to your faith. I said, oh, very nice. How did you do that? So he said, we repair your temple, your house, your temple. And your disciples at one time worried too much because they did not have enough financials to continue to repair. So we donated. I said, oh, you were rich or something? So he said, no, no, we donated 4 months of salary so that they didn't have to pay us. And they used that money and with some other little donation to repair your house. I said, it's my house? Private. He said, oh, it's all your house anyway, but it's like a temple, meaning like an ashram.
Yes,
understand, Master.
I said, okay, very good of you and good for you.
Yes.
So thereby this time you can have food from my hand, eh? Yeah. He said, but we are very grateful to have this luck, this opportunity to see you. And after he said all these things, I remember also, of course, before and after, and I felt a little sad, because originally I just fed them with love, with no thinking of anything.
Yes.
Yes, Master.
After he reminded me and told me all this story and I remembered, I felt sad. So it's not really my love, is it? Is it like I owe him something? I owe them something, do I have to give them? I felt a little kind of disappointed. I thought it's for my love. Never mind. Every time I fed them, I say, remember God. This is from God, okay? I am just doing God's will and God's grace. You have to always thank God. I am not sure they say thanks, so I say, thank you, God, for this food that you allow me to give to them. And please bless them so they don't have to be bird people again and don't have to be eating fish that they don't like.
Yes.
I did not know that they don't like fish. I tell you truly.
Right.
I thought they are born that way and their food is fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not condemning them or anything.
We thought so too.
So I asked them afterwards, but if you eat a lot of fish people like that, wouldn't it even worsen your karma? So he told me, no, no, because these fish have lots of karma. That was what his words.
Oh.
Yeah. He talked with an English accent.
Wow.
Telepathically, of course, not like loud or written or anything.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have to guess what he wants to say if I don't understand or I don't know if it's correct or not. Like netizens, I have to ask him again. Because I forgot there are such words. I know the word, but sometimes I'm not sure if it's written that way or such words exist or not. So I asked him and he spelled it for me. I used it one time somewhere.
Wow.
I used that word, I remember, one time or two times. And long time ago, and very rarely. Normally we would say citizens.
Yes.
Yes.
And so that was like that. So I felt a little sad. And I felt, my God, that was my disciple who accepted their donation, not that I asked for it, and they wanted to repair it, not that I want it, and I still have to pay. They still have to come, and I have to feed them. And before, I fed them just with pure love and joy, but after I heard that, I felt like, oh, man. So is this what I have to pay? It doesn't feel so noble anymore.
Oh.
Not as much as before, but I still love them very much. I still feel very happy to see them eating. It's just I am a little bit disappointed that the feeding is not pure. It's not just 100% unconditional love.
Yes.
Now it's like entangled with some karma from the past, even though it wasn't my karma.
Right.
So I was worried. I asked them about the fish and they said no problem because the fish had lots of karma.
Uh-huh.
So they eat the bad one. It's okay. All right, so now So I say, okay, so after this life, do you know the future as well? Do you know where you're going? You're going back to be a seagull or other animal person again? Or you will go to a lower heaven or you will go to hell? No, what? So he said, no problem. I said, what no problem? You will go to heaven then? He said, yes, lots of merit left.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And I said, yeah, because of your donation, right? Okay, now you are going through your bad karma period. You pay the bad karma of the robbery, but after this you will go to heaven. I will try my best to intervene and to help you so that you will get liberation forever and don't have to go to a lower heaven and then reincarnate again.
Wow.
And I said, even if you go to the lower heaven, you do not enough good merit to go higher. I will try to help you there as well. So we were both happy. Now I'm happily paying my debts with a lot of love. Even the karma of many other lifetimes always comes and clings to you. You never can escape, even if you are master.
Yes, master.
If you never come back to the world again, of course, then it's all gone, all done, and the death just stays there somewhere, like locked in a safe. But if you come back to that area where those things happen, then you will have to relieve some of the karma again.
Yes. Understand, yes. Master.
But luckily, it wasn't me who asked. I don't know what else I would have to give them. Or if I have enough merit to even have food to give them.
Yes, Master.
Every day, actually, I thank God, of course, God Almighty, and I thank all involved for my meal, and I thank all the saints and sages, the masters, everywhere, for their merit that I inherit a little bit, or that they are generously giving to me so that I can have that meal. And may all of them have everything they need. May their disciples be easy to convert, to teach, and to liberate. May all good beings have all they deserve according to God's grace, and may all bad beings turn into good beings, and may this world turn into a vegan and peaceful paradise and an enlightened world, of course, the liberated world.
Yes.
So now you see that? What's the point of remembering past life? Now I answer you already.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, I shouldn't have asked him anything. Then I just have been feeding them, thinking, oh, I have so much love for them. And after I heard that, I said, oh, man. So I'm just paying my debt, even though I did not borrow it.
Mm.
Some of the residents in my group before, they went to some of the disciples, doctors, and the doctor did not take their money, did not accept payment. And they did not pay, despite the fact that I always told them wherever they go, they have to pay whatever debt they incurred, they had to pay.
Yes, Master.
And some of them did not pay because they thought, okay, disciples together, and the doctor did not want, not that they forced the doctor not to take the money. But it's not the case. We had money. We should pay.
Yes, Master.
Because they did not pay. So some of these debts I have to bear upon myself.
Oh, right.
Unknowingly even. I don't always check out why I have this problem or that sickness. But sometimes when I check, then I know it comes from where. Mostly from disciples, and then the big chunk is from world karma, always. Right? Yeah. I was born without karma. Even the astrologer knew that. And many of them raised my palm when I was younger.
Yes.
Before I was enlightened even, they told me, oh, you have no karma. And you have this and that sign of bodhisattva. At that time, I did not understand Mother Teresa, thank you. But I did not understand deeply what it really meant. I understood more later. When you become more enlightened, you understand things better.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, like your story of your mother and father. What's the fun of remembering that you were eaten by a bird person last life and now she came back again and also she's bossing you around. Your mother told me that he is more tricky and he is very gentle, always giving in, always let her be the more prominent, more controlling in the house.
Yes, Master.
Your mother, she told me herself. You can ask her if you don't believe me.
No, I know that, Master.
So you know that? Oh, of course, then it's good. Of course you are the son. How would you know? And you live with them for 20-some years, so you should have known. You should have seen it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, your father is very gentle, and very patient and enduring person.
Yes, Master.
And the mother is a little bit opposite. But never mind, she's a good practitioner, nevertheless. She knew also her shortcomings. But we humans have a lot of shortcomings, I have to say.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, me too. Like, I don't like to wash dishes. Yeah. I have to confess to you that. And then I even leave it for 3 days. I soak them and make it quick and lazy way like that. But it's okay.
Yes.
It's clean. And I'm still here.
Yes.
Healthy. All right. Not quite healthy because often a lot of karma comes in all the time. And I always have to bear it. But not because of the food or the way I live my life. It's the world karma. They always told me that. Heaven told me that. My guardians also told me that. Good love told me that. Anybody tells me that. World karma. I say, okay. I never should ask you again. I know that mantra. Always the same. So now you know, it's not too good to know too much about past karma.
Yes, Master.
Đêm qua ta mơ theo cánh nhạn hồng, lạ lướt mây xanh, thanh thang trời lộng. Một đời thong dong, một đời thong dong.